From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The House has passed legislation to tighten the vetting process for Syrian and Iraqi refugees seeking to enter the United States. As NPR's Susan Davis explains, lawmakers say the bill is the first of what could be many aimed at addressing security concerns in the aftermath of last Friday's terrorist attacks in Paris.
The legislation passed with bipartisan support, but its chances of becoming law are slim. Senate Democrats oppose it, and President Obama said he'd veto it if it reaches his desk. The administration maintains the current vetting process for refugees is sufficient and secure. The bill would effectively halt the program until the FBI could enhance the background check system, and it would put new responsibility on three of the nation's top intelligence officers to personally vouch for every refugee entering the U.S. Republican congressional leaders have not ruled out trying to attach the bill to a must-pass spending bill in December, possibly waging another showdown with the White House. Susan Davis, NPR News, the Capitol.
A state of emergency in France may remain in effect for three more months if both chambers of parliament are in favor. The lower house has approved it. Now it's up to the Senate. Under the measure, police can conduct raids and put suspects under house arrest without a judge's approval. France is tightening its restrictions after 129 people were killed in multiple terror attacks across Paris last week. Hundreds more people were wounded. Today, President Francois Hollande ordered the military to intensify its operations in Iraq and Syria against ISIS, which claims it is behind the attacks. More raids are reported in Belgium. Authorities say they've arrested 9 people today. From Brussels, NPR's Peter Kenyon reports investigators are looking for anyone linked to the Paris attacks.
In a statement, Belgian federal magistrate Eric van der Sift says the raids were launched in and around Brussels, many in connection with people who may have known Bilal Hadfi, one of the attackers near the Stade de France in Paris Friday. In those raids, police brought in 7 people for further questioning. 2 more were detained in other operations. No immediate word was given on the identities of those taken in. In France, police announced that a key planner in the attacks, Abdelhamid Abaoud, was killed in a police raid Wednesday. But no word has been given on the whereabouts of another Brussels resident implicated in the attacks, Salah Abdesalam. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Brussels.
The civil rights organization NAACP is organizing a candlelight vigil and march tomorrow night outside a Minneapolis police station. That's where activists with the Black Lives Matter movement have been protesting the death of Jamar Clark, a 24-year-old unarmed African-American man killed during a confrontation with 2 police officers. Authorities say they're barred under state law from disclosing the officer's race. They have been identified as Mark Ringenberg and Dustin Schwartz. The Dow is up 4 points. This is NPR News. United Health Group says it has decided to stop marketing insurance policies on the public exchanges established under the Affordable Care Act. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports that the move is a big potential blow to the viability of the exchanges.
United Health is telling investors it's considering bowing out of the exchanges altogether because it's lost too much money on them, and it's lowered its earnings forecast for the year. The move is something of a surprise because only last month the company announced plans to expand its participation in the exchanges. The exchanges are intended to be a place where individuals not covered by their employers' plans could shop for insurance. But several big insurance companies say they're making less than they expected or losing money altogether in the exchanges. And some nonprofit cooperatives set up to compete in the market have gone out of business. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
A panel of 3 federal judges in Philadelphia has been hearing an appeal of an estimated $1 billion settlement in an NFL concussion lawsuit. Thousands of retired players living with football-related brain damage were promised compensation under a settlement reached in April. However, payments have been on hold until the appeals process ends. U.S. stocks have been mixed for much of the day, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average gaining 3 points since the open. It stands at 17,740. NASDAQ is off slightly at 5,075. S&P 500 down 2 at 2,082. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app. A new way to experience public radio.